Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled The Pirate Who Lost His Plaid. Captain Puffybeard, a pirate whose magnificent beard was indeed quite fluffy, and whose favorite possession was his impeccably plaid bandana, woke with a start. The sea shanty on his lips died. His bandana! His beautiful red and green checkered bandana was gone!
Shiver me timbers!
He roared, startling his parrot, Squawk, who usually just squawked about crackers.
Someone has pilfered my precious plaid!
His crew, a motley bunch of surprisingly tidy pirates, gathered on deck. First Mate Finley, a pirate known for his exceptionally clean eye patch, scratched his head.
Perhaps, Captain, it merely blew away?
Nonsense!
Puffybeard thundered.
My bandana is loyal! It would never abandon me!
He paced the deck of his ship, the Salty Sock, looking everywhere. He checked under his treasure chest, mostly filled with polished buttons. He checked in the crow's nest, where Squawk just preened, offering no clues. They sailed to the nearest island, Crabby Claw Cove, a place known for its excellent crab sandwiches and its tendency to swallow small, valuable objects. Puffybeard, binoculars at the ready, scanned the shore. No plaid. They interrogated a grumpy crab named Pinchy.
Seen any rogue bandanas?
Puffybeard demanded. Pinchy just snapped his claws, clearly annoyed. Just as Captain Puffybeard was about to declare a plaid emergency, a tiny, iridescent shimmer caught his eye. It was coming from the ship's mast, high above. He squinted, and there, tangled amongst the rigging, was his bandana. But it wasn't just his bandana. A family of very small, very resourceful seagulls had used it as the main ingredient for a new nest. Inside the nest, three fluffy baby seagulls chirped contentedly, snuggled into the soft plaid fabric. Captain Puffybeard stared. Squawk, the parrot, landed on his shoulder and let out a triumphant, "Squawk! Home!" Captain Puffybeard, usually a fearsome pirate, felt a strange warmth spread through his chest. He couldn't possibly disturb the little family. With a sigh, he decided. He would simply have to be a plaidless pirate. He ordered his crew to hoist a new flag, a simple white one, to indicate a peaceful, if plaidless, ship. And every morning he would look up at the mast, smiling at the sight of the snuggled baby seagulls, knowing that sometimes, even a pirate's favorite possession can find a more important purpose. And this has been a bedtime story. Good night.